Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's get our bearings as that deadly air battle between Israel and the militant Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza continues. Yesterday, Palestinians took to the streets in the West Bank and in Israel in a protest strike of support. Since this fighting began 10 days ago, Hamas has fired thousands of rockets into southern Israel, most of them intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome system. The Israeli military has unleashed an unrelenting campaign of heavier firepower onto Gaza. More than 50 Israeli warplanes pounded parts of the region overnight. About 12 Israelis and more than 200 Palestinians have been killed, according to the latest numbers. Both tolls include children. NPR's Daniel Estrin is in central Israel. Daniel, what's the status of the violence?
Well, today, as you mentioned, there was intense Israeli strikes, especially in southern Gaza Strip, and at least 6 Palestinians were killed in strikes, as well as an entire extended family that fled their home when they got warning from Israel about a strike on their home, and their home was completely destroyed. We've seen that throughout the latest 10 days of fighting. And rocket fire, of course, from Gaza continues, although a little less than previous days, that rocket fire continuing on to Israel.
Well, you heard from a senior military official in Israel. Israelis, we know, are saying they're targeting tunnels used by Hamas fighters. But what do they say to critics who say they're inflicting much more pain on civilians than seems necessary? They have a sophisticated system, but they've hit Gaza's only COVID testing center, water supplies. What did he say?
Right. We spoke with a very senior Israeli military official in a briefing with reporters, and he acknowledged the civilian casualties. He said that Israel does not like seeing women and children and ordinary civilians killed, and that in many cases, he said, the Israeli army calls families to warn them, sometimes even giving them 3 or 4 hours to evacuate their home before their home is bombed. However, he said that the lives of Israelis under fire are more important than the lives of Palestinians who live near, for instance, rocket launchers. He showed us aerial photographs of rocket launchers next to residential buildings and between buildings. In one case, a rocket launcher between two homes that he said launched a rocket and killed a young boy in Israel. He said, if the world condemns us, okay. We, Israel, he said, are upholding the international laws of war. And indeed, that is on top of people's minds because the International Criminal Court is investigating whether Israel and Hamas in Gaza have committed war crimes in past fighting.
Yeah. And what's the significance of the strike, the Palestinians who've taken to the street? It reminds those new to the region's story that there are Palestinians living in Israel in another territory, the West Bank. But what does it mean that this happened?
Well, we've been seeing tensions building, really, Robin, for more than a month, ever since the start of Ramadan. In Jerusalem, Palestinians said that they felt that the Israeli police were sending them a message that they are not wanted. Police were preventing Palestinians from gathering in an area they usually do on Ramadan, police saying that they were attempting crowd control. That escalated into confrontations between police and Palestinians at a holy site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a very sacred site to Muslims and in Jewish tradition. And we've just seen this snowball where we've had confrontations with Palestinians and police with hundreds of Palestinians wounded. That escalated into tensions that led to the fighting that we see in Gaza and throughout not only the West Bank, the Israeli-occupied West Bank, but also inside Israel. As you've said, Palestinians staged a general strike, didn't go to work. You know, in West Jerusalem, where the predominantly Jewish side of the city, for instance, I saw restaurants that just weren't serving food because their Palestinian chefs weren't there. A pharmacy completely shut because their Palestinian pharmacists were at home. And it feels like it's a moment that Palestinians are standing up and uniting in this cause of defending what they say is defending Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Is there concern that what has been an air war might become some sort of a ground war? I mean, there have been attacks between the two groups, Arabs on Jews and Jews on Arabs. And we were hearing the phrase civil war whispered. Are there more concerns of those kinds of attacks?
I think that is what is particularly concerning Israeli citizens, both Jewish and Arab Palestinian, inside Israel. I'm in the city of Lod right now in central Israel, where it's the epicenter of this civil strife that we've seen between Jews and Arabs, stemming from so many tensions in Jerusalem, from potential evictions of Palestinians in an East Jerusalem neighborhood, from the Gaza fighting. We've seen synagogue, mosque torched here. And I was just visiting a synagogue that was torched and being restored. And Palestinian neighbors across the street saying, we were the ones who called the police to tell them about it. We want to live in coexistence and in peace. But there's a real unsettling feeling now, very painful to see neighbors pleading for calm while, you know, a smaller number of protesters are talking about war.
And here's Daniel Estrin in Israel. Thank you.
You're welcome.